Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
It was quite an eventful family reunion when last we were in Murundoy. Joy Jordan, mother of Eva, Simon's 10-year-old child, turned up at Catalina's home, stating that she was leaving her with him for the duration of his visit to Guyana. Catalina and Auntie Myrtle were quite surprised, as Simon had never disclosed this aspect of his life. Now, even as he has promised to marry Catalina, they are wondering what else he has not revealed. As we return to Murundoy, Alexis and Denzel are preparing to go to lessons.
Still going about it the right way. Wappum,
big head.
It's too early, Alexis.
Whatever, big head.
Aunt Myrtle made breakfast.
As usual, Denzel. Bacon sawfish again.
Nice.
I forget you belly long. I can buy a burger by lessons.
Don't spend out your allowance and then ask me for money, you know.
Whatever.
So, who's the little girl again?
Mommy's stepdaughter, Mr. Simon's child.
But what's she doing here?
Were you asking me? Just like you, I see she when I come home yesterday afternoon.
So wait, like mommy gonna move Mr. Simon and the whole family in here?
I don't know.
Alexis.
What?
You like he though?
Yeah, right. I could see why mommy like he.
I don't know. Something don't come off right about he.
This is how I'll buy stay. Always suspicious of any man that come wrong here,
but you will see last night how everybody vexed. It ain't look like mommy even though he had another child.
The story better.
Well, if he try anything stupid with mommy, he gonna got to deal with me.
You really think he's a big man, eh?
I would never sit down and let anybody take the eyes and pass me, mother.
And what about your sister?
Same goes for you. Which reminds me.
What?
Who was the boy you talking with by lessons yesterday lunchtime?
Which boy?
Don't pretend like you don't remember. The tall red boy you stand up with.
Wait. Like you watch man in me now?
No, but yeah, they looking real friendly.
So what if I talk to a boy? It's not like you don't talk to them girls in school.
Yes, but them is just me friends. The guy don't go to his school, and he looks like he even finished school.
Well, you're wrong. He still goes to school, and he's just a friend.
Who is just a friend?
Morning, Aunt Myrtle.
Hi, Auntie.
Thanks for the bacon saltfish.
Oh, you're welcome, Denzel.
I'm going to get dressed to go to lessons.
Mm-mm, not so fast, Alexis.
Yes, Auntie.
Who is the boy you and Denzel were talking about?
It's just a friend, Auntie.
Remember, you were not going to school to run after boys.
Who running after boys?
I know you're at an age where many young men will say all kind of things to you.
I can't help that. And I can't help having friends either.
I know that. Just remember that books and boys don't go together. And there is a time for everything.
Okay. Can I go get dressed now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Denzel.
Yes, Auntie?
Continue to keep an eye on her.
I will.
A mother's love should never forget. The wrong thing you do, child, Bibi? You bound to regret.
Bibi? Bibi? Why the shop closed? Is cry you crying again?
What you look like, Sonny?
What happened? Mommy alright?
She's still a breed, if that what you mean.
So why you sit down here crying and the shop lock up?
Me never deal with people today. And me mommy sick in case you forget.
Of course, me not forget. But at the same time, Bibi, we can't get the shop lock up when me not home.
Well, not go no way.
Oh, me got stay home all the time, Bibi. Me got forgot buy goods for the shop. Plus, me just got to look after village council business.
Mm-hmm.
I be got to work something out.
Sonny.
What?
You know what bother me about this whole thing with mommy?
What, Bibi?
How she not been know?
Know what?
That this thing could end up happening to she. Nobody never tell she about HPV and cervical cancer. And she should have been checking up on herself.
Aye.
Them said this and cancer, them could have cure if them catch them early. But by the time you start your symptoms, most of them are too late. How me mommy been supposed to know she got this thing?
Bibi. Me know how you feel, girl. But at least one good thing can come out of all of this. At least you and Sunita gonna know for do are your regular pap smear and so.
Yeah.
And I can encourage all them women in the family for do the same.
Me and Sunita can got them already and we don't even know.
What?
Me and Sunita could don't got this cancer already and we don't know, Sonny.
Well, You not got to go check?
I guess me and Sunita
can... Bibi. This is your health you deal with, girl. You can't sit down and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Cervical cancer not got to affect no more woman in this family. Mommy is an example for everybody.
Catalina, you all right?
Auntie, no.
What's the matter?
Auntie, all morning are trying to talk to Eva. She not even talking to me.
Oh, Catalina. Give it time. She's only been here a day.
Auntie, I don't think she like me.
Let her get accustomed to you.
As far as I see it, she might have just dropped she off here to spy on me and Simon.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. Some women are desperate.
How could Simon not tell me all this time that he get a 10-year-old daughter? And what Joyce said about him promising to marry her and never going through with it leaves me to wonder what will become of me and him.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. What's for you is for you.
But Auntie, how can I trust Simon after this? Eh? He lied, Auntie.
I don't think he lied. He just withheld information.
Auntie, this is just like lying. Now look, he picked up himself this morning and gone and left the child with me. He ain't even offered to take her with him.
I think he just wanted to give you a chance to bond with her.
Auntie, he needs to bond with her more than I do. She is his child.
Well, yes.
As far as I can see, he has no interest in this child.
Well, talk to him. Tell him it's unacceptable.
I will.
And not to change the subject, but I think you should talk to Alexis too.
Again? What has she done?
I overheard a conversation between her and Denzel about the boy she was talking to.
Auntie, you know she's at the age where she can talk to boys.
Look, I know that. But that does not mean that she doesn't need guidance, Catalina. She may be 16, but I would hate to find out she's having sex already.
Auntie Alexis is smarter than that. She can wait.
She told you this?
I use myself as the example when I talk to her. She knows I got pregnant with her when I was 16. And what a struggle it was.
I think that you should have the conversation with her again. Because I am seeing certain things that I don't like.
All right, Auntie Myrtle. I will talk to her.
Bibi, me want to talk to you about something.
What's funny?
It's about the shop.
What about it?
Well, all you focus there for your mother and your sickness right now. So you can't be in the shop as much as when me not there. Me got so much work me got to do with the village council. Plus the other running around. Me can't in the shop all the time, baby.
So what you want to do?
Now, Vex, hear me out.
Ma, listen.
You know, for the couple of days Marla been here, she did a really good job.
So you want to bring she back?
Baby, we need the help. The business got continue to suffer if we close up every minute and people got forgot somewhere else.
But why that girl? You can't see nobody else for hire?
How we gonna look at me after the walk to somebody else when Marla the first body been here? Eh?
Me wanna know why you're so interested in she.
You know me not interested in that girl, baby. Me not know why you listen to Sister Patsy full your head with all them stupidness that.
You don't know why intention that girl got.
Oh, baby. All Marla want is to catch your hand.
Young pretty girl like that always got intentions. Them girl just get whatever they want for man.
So what that got to do with me? All me go do is pay she weekly wages.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there right here keeping an eye on she all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say? Me can hire Marla back?
Do whatever you want, Sonny. Me go check for mommy.
All right. Me go tell she for comfort tomorrow, right? Hi, baby. All me want that for you be all right. Me no want nothing for happen to you too.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Here's how we can conserve energy and preserve the environment. We can recycle our waste by separating our garbage into various categories such as plastics, paper, metal, and industrial waste. Some of these items can be reused in its present or altered form. We should also use more fabric or paper bags instead of plastic bags when shopping. For more information on how to separate your garbage, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.